Philadelphia is still in the throes of a gun violence crisis. The city is on pace to record more murders this year than it has in more than a decade. But last week, amid citywide shutdowns for the coronavirus pandemic, the number of homicides dropped dramatically. That's encouraging news for police and for anti-violence groups in the city, who are now risking their personal safety to help keep hospital beds open for COVID-19 patients. WHYY's Aaron Moselle reports.
George Mosey runs what Pennsylvania considers a life-sustaining business.
The boots on the ground are still out there. They're still patrolling the city.
Mosey leads PAN, the Philadelphia Anti-Drug Anti-Violence Network. 7 days a week, he sends staffers to some of the city's most violent areas to offer young men and women alternatives to leading a life of crime. Some of them are drug dealers believed to be behind gun violence in those neighborhoods, but Mosey says more of them are at-risk youth on the verge of going down that path, and PAN tries to stop that with job training.
People get all kinds of certifications, OSHA 10, forklift training, just about anything that people are interested in, we have a connection out there somewhere.
These conversations have always happened face-to-face. They still do, just with social distancing. Instead of going into people's homes, outreach workers are talking to residents through doorways or out on the street, sometimes wearing latex gloves and paper masks. It makes forging a genuine connection a bit more challenging, but Mosey says there's a silver lining. With the city under a stay-at-home order, a lot more people are around to chat when they stop by.
You know, it's around, you know, 3 out of every 10 home visits would result in actually making contact with the person we were looking for. Now it's probably around 80, sometimes 90%.
Mosey hopes that will help prevent more shootings in the city, especially now that the pandemic is putting a premium on hospital beds. If there's a fly in the ointment, it's that the programs his group usually pitches aren't hiring right now. That can make it harder to sell, say, a drug dealer making easy money on walking away from crime.
If you don't have an alternative that promises immediate income, then it's going to be very difficult to get them to consider the change. Sometimes you have to say, look, you do what you got to do, but we're going to be there, and I'm going to come back and check on you.
Violent crime in Philly is still up over the same time last year. But last week, the first week the city was effectively shut down, violent crime dipped almost 15%. That happened despite concerns about lawlessness after the police department announced it would be delaying arrests for nonviolent offenses during the crisis. The number of shootings didn't budge last week, but the department recorded just one murder. There were 12 murders the week before. Experts predict violent crime in Philadelphia will continue to decrease, gradually, as stay-at-home orders remain in place. Jeff Asher is the founder of AH Datalytics, a New Orleans-based company that crunches national crime stats.
So much crime happens because people are outdoors and congregated. And so if you take that away, I would expect that the result will be a pretty significant drop.
Crimes of opportunity, including armed robbery, typically require people to be out on the street. The majority of gun violence happens outside. Jerry Ratcliffe, a former cop and a criminal justice professor at Temple University, says drug dealing could also take a hit.
So it's very difficult to drug deal if you are the only people on the streets, and the only people on the streets are you and the police.
A city spokesman says it would be foolhardy to make any predictions about crime right now. And yet it's clear Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney desperately wants to see criminals ease up during the pandemic, for everyone's sake, including their own. Here he is speaking at a recent news conference about the city's response to COVID-19.
To the shooters, imagine it being your daughter, your mother, or your grandparents who need a hospital bed because of coronavirus. But instead, you're sending someone to the ER with a bullet wound. Think about that before you raise your gun.
Researchers say Philadelphia could need at least twice the number of hospital beds that it currently has right now. Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.